Amen, sis.
Good evening.
Good to see you.
I know.
Did you say number two?
Yeah. You're all the way to North Carolina back there.
Three.
In her life.
Two.
Bless the Lord.
That needs to be moved down one shelf. It's a little bit too tall for Jerry to read it good.
Well, even see putting the tape in there.
That number two.
I wasn't home. Is that number two or one?
I don't know.
That's one. That's two. No, you went to three.
Go back.
Can you?
No.
Is that
two?
No,
that's one.
The technology again.
Yeah, technology.
You checked it.
That's technology we deal with all the time. Patrick Stone, I guarantee you that. You don't need a step ladder.
That's two.
Is that two?
I think.
All right.
Thank you, Jerry.
There's a mark.
Okay. Bless the Lord.
When I think of how he came so far from glory.
Thank you, Brenda.
Came and dwelt among the lonely, such as I.
Amen.
To suffer pain and such.
Bless you, Brenda.
Disgrace.
Yes.
On the Calvary, take my place.
Bless you, Bernie.
Then I ask myself this question. Who am I?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Woo!
Who am I that a king would lead and die?
Bless you, Brenda.
He would go.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my. Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
I'm reminded of his words. I'll leave you never. If you'll be true, I'll give to you life forever. I don't know what I could have done.
Oh, my.
To deserve God's only son.
Oh, my.
Who would fight my that battles till they are won. For who am I?
Bless you, Brenda.
Yeah.
Who am I that a king would plead and die for?
Oh my. Bless you, Brenda.
Who am I that he would pray?
Good.
Not my will, but thine for.
Yeah. Amen.
The answer I may never know.
Bless the Lord. Bless you, brother.
Yeah.
Amen. What a song.
Yeah. To an old rugged cross.
Yeah.
He would go for who he am.
Woo!
Oh,
thank you. Thank you. Amen. Excellent song.
Good question.
Excellent singing.
Who am I?
Yeah.
Who would go to the cross for?
Amen, boy. Good job. Lucy singing tonight? All right.
What'd you say?
Oh, that was good. Help her out there, will you, Jerry?
Jerry, get her that mic.
Cut.
Yeah. Careful.
Go, there you go. There you're good now.
Can I say something before Lucy starts? I just want to say I love the Lord and I thank him so much for he's been so good to me. And
amen,
I deserve nothing and he's done it all for me.
Bless
and
you.
I wonder why he's done it, but he went to the cross for me, for everybody. Mm. And I just want to thank him with all my
amen.
Heart. I
love
him and I'll
praise him to the day I die.
Yes.
Amen. Bless you, Brenda. Amen. Bless the Father. Bless the Lord.
So that morning rings comes over the bowing.
Bless the Lord. Got some help coming. Good job singing there.
You know, I like to say when she first started
good
singing,
job singing,
she had little numbers.
Good job, Lucy.
Don't
that
one?
Very good job.
No, when she first started singing, she had to have Patrick.
I know all about it, brother.
Yeah. Now she just gets up there and sings it. I tell you what.
I'm taking her out on the road here pretty soon.
Yeah, but she used to have Patrick get up there with her when she
sang.
Now she just
gets
up there
and lets me come out.
Amen.
Yeah. Sarah, she blesses
you too, don't
she? Can you turn that thing off?
Because
I will echo through it.
Okay. I bet.
All right, we preached on loneliness this morning. Brother Jerry said it pretty lonely up here, singing tonight, playing the guitar.
Nobody to cover my mistakes, was it?
Yeah. He's used to having that piano player over here banging in the background, and used to having Carolyn over here with the bass. But he done a good job.
Yes, he did.
I really enjoyed that song Sister Brenda sung there.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was just thinking about how lonely those footsteps were that went to Calvary. Now I went with him.
Yeah.
They all forsook him. And as she sung there, who am I that such great love would be bestowed upon us, shed abroad through the suffering of the Son of God. Boy, that was monumental. And then Lucy jumps up, "When I die, I'll fly away." Hallelujah. Yeah. Boy, I'm telling you, good here tonight already. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I thought about Brother Jerry up here all alone. We preached about loneliness this morning. And here he is. They just all forsook him. Amen. Sharon couldn't make it, and Carolyn said, "You got it," and he ended up bearing the cross alone. One of the songs he sung was "Jesus Bear the Cross Alone," and that's about where Brother Jerry was tonight.
I think he picked that up purposely.
No, I didn't. He knows I got my
All right, we're going to turn to 1 John. Chapter 1 tonight. It's right in front of Revelations. 1 John chapter 1. And we're going to read the first 7 verses. I don't plan on being long tonight. I have to admit that did stir me quite a bit. Brenda's singing about "Who am I?" I believe that was meant to be.
Yes.
I needed that. Amen. Not only her here, but her singing. I went back and combed my hair. Amen. What little hair I got left. Amen. Here, John here. This is tremendous scripture. These first 7 verses of 1 John chapter 1. He starts out, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled word of life." He says so much in that one verse right there.
Yes.
He's talking about a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, he was a witness. He said, "For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us." And this is real important right here. "And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. There's, I think, three times in this scripture the word fellowship, maybe four times. Yeah, four times in this scripture we've mentioned the word fellowship. And we're preaching tonight on our fellowship. And it needs to be fellowship. You know, the Lord created us for His pleasure. And He wanted us to be here. It wouldn't be here, amen. But He not only wanted us to be here, but He wants to have fellowship with us. And yes, that fellowship ought to be, you know, not so hard to do. It ought to be automatic. We ought to desire to have fellowship with Him that loved us, gave Himself for us. The words that song Sister Brenda sung says about all I need to say tonight. Who am I that the Lord should shed His blood for me? He went all the way for us.
Yes,
somebody did. Once said, if He could die for us, surely God, we could live for Him.
Yeah.
Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the scripture that we've just read.
Yes.
Lord, truly, Lord, our fellowship is with You. We pray Your blessings, Father, tonight upon our efforts. Thank You for the good singing. Thank You, Father, for the songs that's been sung tonight. Thank You, Lord, for these that are here tonight and those that are watching by way of the live stream. Lord, we're just so thankful, Lord, to be in the family of God. So thankful, Father, our sins are under blood. So thankful, Lord, that we can have fellowship with You. Lord, that You have not only, Lord, made it possible that we could have fellowship with You, but Lord, You desire to have fellowship with us. Bless us, God, tonight. Help us, Lord, tonight. We'll thank and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We were created by Him and for Him. And the Lord wanted us to be here and wants us to fellowship with Him. But I want to, you know, when Brenda sung that song, she mentioned about that a king should die for her Saturday morning early. To my surprise, they had the coronation of King Charles III. They televised it. I don't know if it was on all the channels or not. I had my channel on Newsmax. I'm not trying to be political here or not this morning, but the reason I've got it on Newsmax is because they canceled Tucker Carlson. The censorship going on today ought not be going on today, but they're trying even to cancel and censor,
yes, that's right,
the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not welcome anymore. You can mention any name but His name.
Yeah.
If you mention His name, it'll come with a price. But I want to get back to that topic about the coronation of King Charles III. I wasn't the least bit interested in watching that coronation, Brenda, until he started reading from the Bible. And he's reading from the King James Bible. I was familiar with the text they were reading from. And it was verbatim. I mean verse upon verse. It was precept upon precept. They read out of Colossians chapter 1. They read out of Hebrews. They read out of Numbers chapter 3. They read out of Romans. And several places there in the Bible just continually giving honor to God. Continually, you know, doing everything like we used to do it here in America. It's kind of sad, really, because I was reminiscing how it used to be in America when America put an effort to have fellowship with God, and
yeah,
now
that's right,
there's a greater effort being exerted in America to remove God from the premises.
Amen.
And anyway, that took place May the 6th, early Saturday morning. And like I said, as I watched it, I was reminded of the sad condition of our country. I said to see that America had forsaken the house of God, had forsaken the fellowship of God. And here, you know, England done it like it was supposed to be done, was doing everything right. They showed the greatest honor. They had some of the greatest singers. And I mean, they really over exhorted themselves in the singing. Serious, sober singing. They were lifting up the name of Jesus. They had hands lifted up. And I mean, they wasn't putting on no show neither. I mean, they were very serious. They was singing heaven down. They was playing trumpets. The choir was backing them up. And it just really just blessed me to see a nation still giving reverence to God, to His Word,
right,
and the way things ought to be done. I'm sitting there again entertaining the thought, why don't we do that here? But our fellowship in America with God has been interrupted. And I did get interested and started watching that. And as they quoted those Bible verses, and as they, many of them, they were praying, they were praising God all through this coronation. Like I said, then I got sad about this diverse nation that has chose diversity, alternative lifestyles, other ways of doing things, any way but God's way, kind of like Frank Sinatra did it my way. But this secular nation that has so separated itself from the spiritual fellowship with God, and its ceremonies are dry and dead, and America has not only removed God from its coronations and from its conducting business, from its classrooms, from its workplaces, from the vocabulary, and from the government itself. I'm telling you, it's a sad commentary to see the writing on the wall.
Yes.
Just like Daniel chapter 5, when Belshazzar having his big party, having his big celebration, you know, mocking God, and the finger wrote on the wall, and it basically said, you know, you've been found wanting, you've been weighing the balances, and you know, he died that night. He come up short. He'd made room for everything but God. In that effort, they was having a party, called in all of the princes and called in the concubines and all that, and here they're making a big ado. But they mocked God in that. You know, I see that going on in our country. It's sad.
Oh my goodness, yes.
It's sad.
Yes, it is.
Little Lucy up here singing, I'll Fly Away. She's in the house of God. She's singing the songs of God. And what we need to do is make sure that continues. We need to continue to nurture her.
Yes.
Keep her going. Little Chase brought his guitar in here tonight.
Yeah.
And you know what? Them two little plants already in the house of God, you know, in the environment of God.
Yeah.
And we need to nurture that and keep them, you know, keep them in that atmosphere. This world wants to turn them upside down.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know that this world is out of touch with God. This world, I'm telling you, this one I live in, America, needs to do a Nineveh repentance, needs to turn to God and get right with God. It's not going to, but it needs to.
Yeah.
In Amos chapter 3, verse 3, it says, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? You see, we're not walking with God no more. In Ephesians chapter 5, it says not to have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Our fellowship, if it's with Him, there's no 50 shades of gray with God. It said God is light. And if we want to have fellowship with Him, we got to walk in the light as He's in the light. The Bible says the entrance of His Word gives light. David said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light in my path. I'll hide it in my heart that I might not sin against God.
Amen, that's right.
And that word, sin.
Uh-huh.
Sin will either keep you from God or sin will drive you to God. This depends, I'm just telling you. Sin, I was a sinner before I got saved. And the Bible says, let not sin have any place in you after you get saved. But somehow we think we can hold the world in one hand and God in the other hand and somehow straddle the fence. But the Bible says the friendship of this world is enmity with God. The best case scenario is forsake sin and the world and have sweet fellowship with the Lord.
Yes.
Now I know Sister Brenda, she goes all through her house singing to God. She can't hardly hide it. But we get to have a fellowship with God, Sarah. Moses had so much fellowship with God in Exodus chapter 34, his face got to shining. And he had to put a veil over his face. He got the glory, and I believe we'd get some of that Shekinah glory.
Amen.
Glory if we spent more time with God. But you know, the wells in the age that we're living in,
yes,
we're all in such a hurry.
Yeah.
Do this, do that, go here, go there. And you know, we don't really take time to be holy. We don't take time to pray. We don't take time to read. And we expect God just to somehow compensate. But I'll tell you right now, our fellowship needs to be with Him. And when our fellowship is with Him, I'll tell you right now, the Lord said, He would have drawn nigh to us if we draw nigh to Him.
Yeah,
He right. promised, I'll tell you, that He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But I'll tell you what can separate you between you and the fellowship of God. And that's a little free little word called sin.
That's right.
John here,
yes, it can.
He said, we say we have fellowship with Him. If we say we have fellowship with Him, walk in darkness. He said we lie. There's a lot of lying going on in Washington right now.
Yes, they are.
I'm not even sure they can tell the truth anymore. They've got so good at lying, I think they believe them herself. Amen? But if you're going to have fellowship with Him, you got to come out of the darkness, walk in the light. God's not going to walk in the darkness with you.
No, that's right.
He said, if we do walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But if we walk in the light as He's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. I've heard a lot of people say, boy, I wish I could have a closer walk with God. It's so easy.
Yeah.
All you got to do is come out.
Yes.
That's it.
That's all you got to do. I'm just telling you, we know what to do. We just don't do what we know to do.
Right.
And how can two walk together except they be in agreement? We used to walk with God in America, but we don't walk in the light in America anymore. And we're watching America die as a nation. It's sad. I watched my daughter die, my oldest daughter. And I never felt so helpless in all my life. I told her, I said, you know, I'm watching you die. I can't do nothing about it. And even though she knew I was telling her the truth, she wasn't willing to do nothing about it. And finally that day came, October the 30th, 2020. She succumbed. She got to smoking so many cigarettes, her fingers had done turned orange, and you know, she was suffering from depression.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow smoking helped her cope with depression. But I never gave up on her. I tell her scriptures to read my Bible, and I'm studying that up now. My devotions, her Bible that I gave her, and she wrote down a lot of them verses I told her to read, and she wrote down notes in her house, helped her. But you got to stay with it. I mean, it ain't like it's a one-time thing. But she wouldn't put the cigarettes down. She would pick the Bible up, but she had like the Bible in one hand, a cigarette in the other hand on her obituary, on her death certificate. It had wrote on there, tobacco abuse. You know, you can just about abuse anything.
Mm-hmm.
Bible mentions about sin. When it's finished, brings forth death. 1
yeah,
John chapter 1.
Right.
I'm sorry. James chapter 1 verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
But she held on to something she should have let go of.
That's right.
And it took its toll on her. Finally caught up with her. Even though she was fairly young, 42. Fairly young. Graduated this life. Now she got saved when she was 18. Was she perfect? She was for a long time. But I'm telling you, I very much admired her walk with God. I mean, buddy, she got Steve Moore. He'd been here. Steve just lives up the road up here. She got him in church. Got him saved. I mean, buddy, she cornered him, put him on the spot. got him saved, his boy is saved. She was on fire. And I mean, like how Paul talked about the Galatians, he said, you did run well, what did hinder you? My walk with God has to be maintained. We have to have some fellowship with the Lord to be able to make it down here with the devil down here. But like I said, we're watching America die. It's sad to watch a nation as great as this nation fall from its greatness. In Psalm chapter 9, verse 17, it says that all the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. They had a shooting yesterday down in a mall in Texas, killed 8 people, and the gunman, I think he got killed too. It's 9 people dead, another shooting last week, and on and on and on it goes. But I'm just telling you, we're reaping what we're sowing. Right. We're not bringing our children up in the living admonition of the Lord. We're telling them that they evolved from some monkey. We're telling them there's no God. And you know what? That takes its toll pretty soon. You got a generation like Judges there, said there rose up a generation that knew not the Lord. How'd that happen?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, they lost their fellowship with God. That's how it happened. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We need to nurture that fellowship. The Bible says God is angry with the wicked every day in Psalm chapter 7, verse 11. Let me say, America has become wicked. Now, they try to step around it. They try to sugarcoat it. I'll tell you, God's not no respecter of persons. And to have fellowship with God, you got to walk in the light.
That's right.
And His Word is all the light we need to walk in. You spend some time in there. Y'all sung that song, I shall not be moved, planted by the waters. That's Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man, walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight's in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in its season, his leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. America's become ungodly. Therefore,
amen.
The ungodly
right.
shall not prosper. It has not stepped with its congregation of the righteous. I tell you, America has become ungodly.
Yeah.
The fellowship of America has been interrupted through words like diversity and tolerance. And I'm telling you, it's just, we need to get back to the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Man, I'm struggling just a little bit in that thought right there. But I've watched this nation walk with God.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's sad. You got to go back a few years. But I watched this nation pray to God. I watched this nation praise God. I watched this nation, I'm telling you, tell its people about God.
Mm-hmm.
Now they swear them in on the Koran and no telling what else. And I tell you, they think, you know, they think nothing's going to happen, but it's going to happen.
Yes, it is.
And when it does happen, I'm not going to say I told you so. They're going to know so already. But the darkness of the sins of America is taking its toll upon America. And I'm telling you, we're watching America reap what God said would happen if they drew from Him. You know, He recorded every detail about His people, Israel. You think we can learn from their mistakes? You think we can look at how it happened to them and say that'll never happen to us, but we're following their footsteps. We're going away from God instead of going to God. You read your Bible, you'll find out. God is a fair and a merciful and a gracious God.
Yes.
He'll almost meet you on any term. I mean, right. If you could just make one step, He'll make the rest of them.
Amen.
But we're not even trying to make a step in the right direction. We're keeping on going. And the Bible says, he that been often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall certainly be destroyed, and that without remedy. In Proverbs 29, verse number 1. That darkness that America's walking in, it's taking its toll upon America. I can look at all the different hair colors and tell things is different in America. That movie, The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy's walking there with Toto, and she said, I don't think this is Kansas anymore. That's kind of the way it is in America.
Yeah.
You know, you walk around in America today, it just don't look like it used to look. It looks different. It's acting different because it is different.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if this nation was back walking with God again, You could leave your door like my dad used to sleep in the front yard in a chaise lounge. We didn't have air conditioning back then. If we did, we couldn't afford one. But daddy'd sleep out there in the front yard in a chaise lounge. You do that now, and there'd be a knife stuck in your back in the morning. I'm just telling you.
That's right.
America has lost touch with God, paying the price for that. I'm telling you, the darkness of America just keeps getting darker and darker. You know, when Jeremiah talks about neither could they blush, we've lost the ability to even blush at sin. Yeah. We've been exposed to sin so much in America that we don't glow with the kind of glory of God. I'm telling you, buddy, we look like what we are. I'm telling you, we need to get back in touch with God. God says to come out of them in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Yesterday, I saw something. I couldn't believe what I saw, actually. And there was this guy, and he claimed to be an artist. And I'm just going to tell you, he had his glasses like Chuck Schumer. He had his glasses like that right there. And he was looking over top of his glasses. And he said, as an artist, he said, I'm trying to convey a new moral. And I'm sitting there saying, why don't you just say it like it is, buddy? You know, why don't you just say I'm trying to promote sin? But he was, making artistic statements about, sin and trying to improve upon sin. I'm just telling you, just terrible stuff he was doing. But he looked over his glasses and said, I'm trying to establish a new moral. But we are sin. We are sinking deeper and deeper in this sin of America, the secularism of America. That second song, I believe Brother Jerry sung, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, barely deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. Well, we need the master of the sea, amen. Peter said in Acts chapter 2, verse 40, save yourselves from this untoward generation. I looked up that word untoward. That just kind of caught my eye. It's a strange word. You know what that word untoward generation means? A secular generation. You see, we went from a nation under God to a nation that don't even know God.
That's right.
I mean, we've lost touch with God. Brother Ed and I, we both struggle with technology, but we don't struggle when it comes to fellowship with God.
No.
We get up early in the morning. God said, those that seek me early shall find me. It ain't hard to find God. It ain't hard to have fellowship with God. I'm telling you, He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. He's not very far from any one of us. He's so close, the Bible said, if we feel after Him, we can find Him. But there's nobody seeking God in America today.
Right.
God says that we need to come out from this untoward generation. You know, the churches today have kind of lost a little bit of their standing with God. The church is getting worldly. Somebody said a church is kind of like a ship in the water. Ship in the water does pretty good as long as the ship stays out of, as long as the water stays out of the ship. But if the water gets in the ship will sink. And I think we've been taking on water for quite some time in America.
Yeah.
But, we need to start praying for this country, and I have been, but continue to do so. And as we watch America die, I'll tell you, buddy, it's a sad sight. But the cure for America is the same one that Brenda sung about tonight, that gave His life a ransom, that went all the way, I'm telling you, to forgive sin and to save sinners from the flames of hell. I'm telling you, our fellowship, John said, our fellowship is with Him in verse number 3. He said, God, we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness. We lie and do not the truth. And we walk in the light as He's in the light. We have fellowship one with another. If you want to have fellowship with God, you got to come into the light of His Word. Amen.
That's right.
You can come out of what America's going through, or you can just be like everybody else. You can just say, well, Lord, you handle this. You know, God gave us an option. He said you can walk with Him Well, you can walk according to the course of this world. You know, it's kind of a byword, but they call it hypocrite. They say one thing, but they do another. And some of them say one thing, Brother Ed, and nobody ever sees no difference, but God does. God sees those secret things.
Yeah.
God sees it when we seek Him.
Right.
God sees it, our heart. You know, Peter mentioned about man there in the book of Acts. He said, I perceive your heart's not right with God. And, you know, God knows when my heart's not right. The Bible said God don't look on the outward appearance, it looks on the heart. David said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and a right spirit. Psalm chapter 51. But if our heart's right, everything else will be right. Our walk will be right. Our worship will be right. I'll tell you what, that old half-hearted worship, I'm telling you, I love it when the Holy Spirit comes down and you wipe the tears with one hand or waving with the other hand. Amen. But I tell you, America's not walking with God. America's out of fellowship with God. And if America could return to God, we can see what I saw in England. It was a blessed sight. The honor was on God. I'm telling them, they went to great lengths to put the honor on God.
Amen.
Everything they done lined up that right there.
Yeah, that's good.
Everything they done blessed me. Like I said, I wasn't interested in it. But I got interested in it when I got to hearing those scriptures being read. That ear got to hearing that word of God, Brother Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got to looking at what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I liked what I heard. I liked what I saw. I liked what I felt. But I was sad that it didn't. It's not that way here in America no
That's
more.
That's right. It's not.
I was out of touch in America, back when America walked with God. But I will say this, God has not given up on America. It's not Ichabod yet. There's still hope for America, and the hope for America is in the churches. If you're saved, you're part of the church. The world needs to see you. Needs to see your walk with Him. They need to see your fellowship with Him. They need to come to you. I remember I worked with a guy. His stepdad, Sam Harper, come to me. And he said, Eddie, you work with my stepson, Mark Fisher. He said, I want you to talk to him about his soul. And honestly, I was just trying to figure out a way out of it. I said, well, Brother Sam, you pray about it. God will give me an opportunity, and I will. And I thought I'd sidestep that pretty good, sir. Yeah. And the next day when I went to work, I was in the break room doing like a saved child of God's supposed to do. I had my little New Testament Bible laying on the table, and I'm sitting there reading my Bible, and I had the whole break room to myself because I was having fellowship with the Lord. They scared to come in there. I looked up, Brenda. And there's a window in front of that break room so you can look out there and see if somebody was saying, come help us, you know. I looked out that window, here walked Mark Fisher by that window. And I said, well, Lord, there he is. And he kept on walking. I thought, whew. Man, I thought that was going to, you know, get a little bit. And he came back. And I looked, and Mark Fisher come in the break room where I was, and I'm struggling in my mind trying to think, what will I say? How will I start this conversation? Mark Fisher sat across this, kind of like a big picnic table. Mark Fisher sat across from that big table from me. I've got a Bible in front of me, and I'm sitting there really trying to think, how should I start this conversation? And Mark Fisher said, I want what you got. And I'm kind of glad he did say that. But when he said that, Brenda, I said, go tell Jesus what you just told me, and he'll make sure you get. Mark Fisher got saved. He only lived 3 more years. He already had cancer. I didn't know it. He didn't know it. His stepdad didn't know it, Sam Harper. But Mark Fisher come in there, Brother Jerry, and he said, I want what you got. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
We need to live a life, our fellowship with Him, or to be where people can see that we know Him. I had all kinds of people come to me, Brother Ed. A lot of them had a lot of good questions too. Very sincere questions. I couldn't answer them all. But they come to me. Why did they come to me? Because they had fellowship with Him.
Yeah.
And they wanted fellowship with Him. And they thought I could help them. And look, the world going to hell right now. And they're looking for someone that can help them. I'm struggling right now. But I'll just tell you this. If your walk is right, I'll promise you this, there'll be people come to you and ask you how to get to know Him, and you'll be able to make a bridge between them and God and tell them how to find Him, amen. blind.
All right.
But our walk needs to be right.
Right.
Now, when you're living a life of a hypocrite, they say, that's one of them that thinks they are. Well, don't let it be like that. Don't walk in darkness. Don't lie and do not the truth. Walk in the light. It's great reward. God, I guess it's more the Lord than anything, but God will reward you for walking right. He'll reward you for that fellowship. You'll have people come to you. You'll have people call you. You'll have people that will have confidence in you. If your walk is right, everything else will be right. But if your walk ain't right, don't play that part of the hypocrite. Get your walk right.
Yeah.
Don't leave it up to chance. You know, we can have fellowship. I appreciate Brenda singing that song tonight, mm-hmm. that a king would die for me.
Okay.
I'm talking about the King of Kings. They anointed King Charles, and he wept through the whole ceremony. I was right there at him. I'm telling you, it was good. They done everything right, Brother Ed. It was kind of strange to see a nation doing everything right. All the people out there, they was doing everything right. They was God save the king. It was a lot of honor that Saturday morning. And I was kind of sad when I saw this nation, as great as this nation is. I mean, our pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. We're one nation going under.
Yeah.
We're not one nation under God anymore. I'm telling you, there's so much effort being made today. And I know it's taking a toll on the Christians, but listen, in this battle we're in, don't lose sight of God.
No.
Let your fellowship be strengthened. I believe the final hour of the day we're living in requires us to walk closer to God than we've ever walked. I believe the need is greater than it's ever been. I'm looking at the little Lucy's out there and the little Chases out there. They need somebody to look up to. They need somebody to show them how to have fellowship with God. I'm glad to see them little ones here tonight. I'm telling you, our fellowship ought to be what it ought to be. When our fellowship is what it ought to be, God will make a difference in our lives. I'm telling you, Moses' face shone for a reason.
Yeah,
he spent time with God, and God had caused his face to shine so much that he had to put a veil over his face. I may not ever shine like Moses, but I want people to know I love him.
Yeah,
I want them to know I have fellowship with him. I don't want to leave it up to the chance of a thought. I want them to know I love him. Amen.
Amen.
Our fellowship. You know, he said our fellowship. Look here in 1 John chapter 1 verse 3. Truly our fellowship. If you have fellowship with him, boy, that's a wonderful thing. I've had God wake me up in the wee hours of the night just for fellowship. Just to lay there in the bed, do like Psalms chapter 46 verse 10 says, be still, know that I'm God. Feel the presence of God. Man, I've had fellowship with God before. In prayer, in study. Listen to somebody sing the right song in the right spirit. Get fellowship with God. A friend of mine's in jail. We was driving down the road and they played that McCamey song, The God of the Mountain. And I looked over there, buddy, and he was wiping tears out. He couldn't get a word out. He said, there's something in that song that I need, amen. That's the way God is. He gives us what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Our fellowship. What if I've been playing something else in there? See what I mean? Mm-hmm. Here he is. He's kind of out of fellowship with God. Old Brother Eddie, he got on that right station there. It's coming in pretty good. And God ministered to that boy because of fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Lord, we thank you for the thought tonight. Lord, I must admit, the message was bigger than the man that delivered it. But God, we thank you, Lord, that we can have fellowship with you. How perfect that song Brenda sung tonight went with this message, Lord.
Yeah.
Who are we, Lord, that you would desire to have fellowship with us? And yet, Lord, you roll out the red carpet, Lord. You open wide the door. Lord, you beckon us to come and have fellowship with you. Help us, Lord, to put priority on our fellowship. Lord, to listen to the right songs. Lord, to read the right word. Lord, the word of God. Lord, to spend time, Lord, throughout life's busy day. Just to spend a little time, Lord, just to thank you and give praise and glory to you. Let our fellowship be acceptable in thy sight. Let our fellowship be rewarded. Let our fellowship, I pray, Lord, be what it needs to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Brother Jerry, you want to try to sing an invitational song, or you just want us to...